Check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of the shows. But the economy, you did it. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming in strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's Prez, you know, here at the Murder Match Media Show. We got another episode, man. We knocked out our 500th episode the other day, so we're back, and we got some dope guests lined up for you, and we're going to kick it off tonight with Twisted Insane, representing San Diego. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the fastest spitters of all time. I've heard a lot of guys, Pat. You know what I'm saying? I've heard, of course, I grew up shy, so I heard Tongue Twister, Twister. You know what I'm saying? Lord Infamous, of course. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? There's so many guys out there, you know what I'm saying, that they are able to do their style and do it well. But this guy, man, you need a fucking speedometer and see what the fuck's going on, because who does not know?
He's crazy. Speed,
man, he's crazy. I'm gonna find out exactly how the hell he does this shit. Let's bring him on, Twisted Insane. What's up, Twisted Insane?
What's up with Armin?
Yo, what's man. Going on, man?
Glad to have you back.
How
on,
y'all bro. Doing tonight? I've been good. I've been good? Real good. Yeah, absolutely.
Man. I know you stay hella busy. You're touring like crazy, selling out shows everywhere. People have really, really grown onto your brand, man. How does that make you feel, knowing all the hard work you put in over the years is paying off?
It makes me feel good. You know, I've been at it for a number of years and shit, and I mean, it just makes me feel like it all wasn't for nothing, you know? Because I could have easily just kept doing music. And it's a lot of artists out there right now, real tight, sick artists that maybe nobody knows about, but they got the talent, you know. And I don't know, it makes me feel like it was all worth something.
Yeah, oh, definitely, man, definitely. Because when it comes to talent, man, hats off to you, brother, because you definitely are one of the best to do it. How did you develop this style? You know what I'm saying? And who are some of your earlier influences that rap fast like that?
Oh, the fast rapping. The first person I ever heard, I always say it, I'll type of interviews, first person I ever heard rap fast like that was an artist named Chip Foo from the Fushnikins. We'll call it the Fushnikins back in the day.
Yeah.
And he was the first person I heard. And when I heard his music, he made me kind of sit down with a pen and pad and try to write what he was saying, try to, like, learn what he was saying, because it was so, you know, I ain't never heard nothing like that, you know. And Tongue Twister came after that, and, you know, he kind of had that kind of Chip Foo kind of style, but he was the first person I ever heard, you know, really, really rapping like that, fast like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Man. He had him on the show not too long ago. He was talking about how talented Shaq was, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So, but yeah, man, that's crazy. Before, you know, of course, you had cats like, you know, Dos Effects. They were doing it, you know what I'm saying,
yep,
in a different way. At what age did you develop that style? Like, were you doing that in high school? Or?
Yeah, I started doing that around 96.
Oh,
around
wow.
96-ish, yeah, is what I started trying to flip and develop a different type of style. You know, because everybody around me was kind of doing the same type of music. And I really didn't want to fit in. I more wanted to stand out. So I wanted to rap a different kind of way, you know. And I wanted to do it darker. I wanted to do a chopping type of style that was kind of darker, that because there was a lot of poppy shit on the radio back in the day. It was a lot of cross colors, and people, everybody around California was wearing cross colors, all type of shit back then. You know, what was that one? That shit was a little poppy radio song, but it was all type of different stuff coming on, and I wanted to be a little darker edge.
Mm. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, man. Like, where does that dark come from? Like, who were some of the guys that you were listening to that like made you want to rap in that genre? You know what I mean? Like,
well, shit, I was listening to shit wasn't even rap. I was listening to Alice Cooper and Black Sabbath and weird shit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it
wow.
was kind of a darker thing. I was always in the, you know, watching horror movies and shit. You know, but believe it or not, I was influenced by a video I seen, Michael Jackson's Thriller, and it was like a bigger scale, kind of dark-ass vibe. I never forget how it felt when I was a kid. I used to be scared of that video. And,
yeah.
You know, and I don't know. That was, you know, something that it put a different feeling in me, and I wanted to put that type of feeling in my music.
That's crazy,
like,
man.
Gangster Nip came along. You know, the South Park
style. Yeah, Gangsta Dip type. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I first heard Gangsta Dip, I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, I was a Texan. And it was just,
Nip was crazy with the, you know, I'm an aerodynamic, satanic, schizophrenic android.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're, I never heard nothing like that. I was like, holy shit. You know, this is something
yeah, I was
totally,
too.
You know. You know, fast forward a little bit. At what point, you know what I'm saying, San Diego, you know, you had cats like Mitchie Slick, of course, Jail Felony. At what point did you start rapping in San Diego and start, you know what I'm saying, getting into that hip-hop scene?
You know, Mitchie Slick from my neighborhood. We're from the same hood. I was doing music, you know, diving around. I was always doing music, but I was doing music, like, from the house. And, you know, then I started doing shows, like, just around maybe, like, 97, 98. Start doing shows around and shit, trying to, you know, I'm just young and a motherfucking shit, you know, just trying to do shows and get my music out there. It wasn't no internet and shit like that, like it is now, you know. If you wanted your shit out, you know, you had to, you know, like for us out there, we didn't, like, we wasn't into the Source and shit. We was into the Murder Dog. So you know, that's really that was our, that was like the avenue. The Murder Dog magazine was the avenue, or because there wasn't no, it wasn't no internet or it wasn't no social media and shit.
Yeah. Murder Dog was actually, you know what I'm saying, the place you went to when you didn't want to fuck with what the mainstream was pushing.
Yeah.
And plus,
yeah.
saying we were able to, you know what I'm saying, make stars out of people like Al Capone. And I mean, really, cats like Master P before he even was on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was the all time, you know, that was a magazine right there. So
that's what we had, that's what we was fucking with.
That's what you know, all the real people was fucking with was Murder Dog. And we really didn't fuck with the other magazines and shit, because we wasn't really into that. So, you know, and the way it was presented was was just super high quality. So, you know, that those were our avenues, you know, and then the internet started a little bit later, like 99, 2000-ish, 2001-ish. But, you know, before that, and it really didn't pick up till even after that. So, you know, before that, it was really just literally, you know, get out on the block and push the shit. I didn't even know how to do nothing, you know, but sit in the house and make music at that time, you know, and I don't know, you know, we just brought it a long way.
Yeah. Most definitely.
What you got a lot of projects out there. You know what I'm saying? What's your latest project, you know what I'm saying, that the cats can go check out?
Yeah, what just came out, it's called In My Darkest Hour, and it's a real good album. You know, it was top 10, and it sat up there for a nice amount of time, so it really sold more than all my other albums, you know, and that's what I expect my next one to do, which comes out on Halloween. It's called Sickopotamus. You know, all my albums, I release all my albums every Halloween. You know, so that's something that, you know, the fans can always expect is for my project to come out on Halloween. You know, so they don't really have to ask me, you know, where's my next album coming out? Because, you know, they already know.
They already know, yeah, yeah. The you know what I'm saying, the cats that follow you and Brain Sick, they're in tune with you mm-hmm. to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, you go to shows, I would imagine that they're ready. They're lined up, they're ready to see you and you know, copy your merch, stuff like that. What are some of the spots that you like to hit when you go on the road? Because I know you go all over the place.
Yeah, man, I do. When I go on the road, I like to hit just in the United States. I like to hit, I like to hit all the spots. You know, every place I go, I meet new people. And I see different things. Even if I've been to the city a million times, it's always something new. It's always different fans coming. And, you know, it's always hype everywhere I go. So I really like just everywhere, you know. Everywhere I go has a different vibe. It's different, you know. Last night's show was always different than tonight's show. It's just something different. And I can't explain it. It's exhilarating.
Did you tour overseas? Have you done shows overseas?
Yeah, you know, I like Australia. It's the shit. Shout out to Australia.
So we have a lot of guys on here that they say like they love doing shows overseas, man, because a lot of the fans over there, like hip hop's kind of new over there, in like a lot of different places, it's kind of new. But they love it. They love like the day one shit all the way up till now.
Yeah.
And they just really like appreciate the artists for like coming there. Like, you know how, like, I'm sure like if you post tour dates, people are always like, yo man, make sure you come to Philly. Make sure you come to Texas.
Yeah.
But like over there, like they truly appreciate the fact that you came there. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they really, really fuck with you, man.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. You know, and I appreciate them. I appreciate them for coming, you know. Fuck with me.
Yeah, that's cool. You get to experience that, man. You know what I mean? You get that type of love all across the world. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a big following over here, man. But I bet that's kind of mind-blowing. You know what I mean? To go to a whole different country and see that many people fucking with you, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. It's
like,
real.
You, Twisted Insane, you know, was on the Midwest Choppers, which Tech Nine.
Worldwide Choppers. Yeah,
Worldwide Choppers. My bad. Worldwide Choppers. Yeah, why would you be on Midwest being in San Diego unless the country shifted or something? But you were on the Worldwide Choppers record, you know what I'm saying? And you worked with Tech before. What's it like working with him? Do you plan on working with him in the future?
Yeah. So good. It's tight. It's you know, just working. I just like working with all type of different artists, and you know, it's cool just being able to work with, you know, top quality artists. You know, that you can actually sit there and work and make good music with. It's tight. It's always a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's morphed over the years too.
Yeah.
I remember he came out with a big red hair, you know, and other magazines wasn't fucking with him. You know, saying Murder Dog, of course, we were fucking with him, but a lot of magazines were like, man, what's this dude with the hair? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck's going on with him? You know, but he, he's transcended in the, mainstream, you know, worked with cats like Wayne and stuff. I mean, that's not really my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm more like the underground, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, do you have, you know what I'm saying, aspirations to work with any mainstream artists? If so, who would they be?
I'll work with anyone, you know.
Yeah.
I'm down to work with anybody and make, you know, music, see what we can come up with. So it's all good, you know. All they got to do is hit me up. I'll work with anybody, mainstream or underground.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, though, man. You being, you know what I'm saying, you put so much in your lyrics and your skill, your delivery. What do you think of these dudes that's doing this mumble rap stuff? Do you consider that hip hop, or do you consider that something else?
I don't too much really listen to the shit, but I mean, I guess maybe it's a new wave. We live in a different time now, you know. The kids is different. All the artists are like 17 now. You're looking at these new people. It's always these new little pumps and little lumps and little. It's always just all these new artists popping up. I ain't ever really sat down and listened to nobody's music, to be honest. I'm too, you know, I'm always going to focus on making my shit. But,
yeah.
You know, I listen to, you know, something the other day. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea.
I can't get into it, and I definitely don't want to try to get into the clothes.
You can't get into the clothes, you know, and like, it's weird, you know, like, you know, like all the people nowadays, and even the little, like, you know, the gang members and the riders out there with all the tools, you know, they out there, you know, 100 straps on the video shoot, you know, but they kind of like, they look kind of metro-ish, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just kind of different, you know, everything is changing, you know, the style of clothes that these young kids and shit is wearing nowadays is, it's just, you know, it's a lot different than what it was.
Yeah, oh, man. Not even fucking day, I tell you. You would have got your ass beat wearing that shit at the school. You know, it's a new day and age. But I'm glad I grew up in the era I grew up in because I'm able to find the talent, you know what I'm saying? I'm able to sift through the bullshit and be like, oh, K. Reno's got a new album. Twisted Insane's got a new album coming out. You know, I'm able to do that. A lot of your average listeners, they just accept what's on the radio and that's it. It's like you gotta go looking for the music nowadays, you know? But what's up with shout out to the homie Steve Mob. I know Steve Mob, he's got an album coming out. You worked with him before. What's up with Brain Sick? You guys got a project in the works?
Yeah, we got a project in the works. We're doing a compilation. C-Ray's album is almost about to be done. Kamikaze's album is done. And then we're about to go on tour. Dickle shit will be done in about 4 months. Everybody's just working. And everything is good. Everything is real good right now.
You know, C-Ray dropped the album last year. Phenomenal project. You know what I'm saying? He's a cold spitter, too. Where do you find these guys, man? Do these guys reach out to you? I know we had ISO on the show, and he was talking about he was homeless at the time that he reached out to you. I mean, do you have a lot of people hitting you up like that?
Yeah, man. I get a lot of people hitting me up in my email, sending me music. I see their show when I'm on tour. You know, I see artists rapping, doing their shit on tour. And, you know, I'll talk to them, see where they're at right now. There's really a lot of artists out there. It's a new. It's a lot of artists out there. I'm doing something this weekend with a new artist. You know, that'll be dropping sometime probably this week. They're just out there. And I'm always, I keep my ear to the streets. And I pay attention and I listen. And I find them. And they find me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. You know, talent definitely finds talent.
Right.
You know, what about you and Iso? I know lately you guys, you had some words online on your social media page and whatnot. Do you think somewhere, because I know the Brain Sick fans, man, they love you guys both. Do you think somewhere down the line you guys would be able to make music and work things out, or is it just you going to separate?
Nah, man, he's just really kind of all bad, you know. He's just so far-fetched and on some old weird, super big-headed shit right now. You know, and he know what time it is when I sing, you know what I'm saying? So I really am going to keep it at that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Man, sometimes people got to do their own thing. And
you know, and because if you say something, the reason is, you know, we live in a different time. And, you know, if you come out nowadays, when I was watching I've been watching a lot of documentaries and old shit from back in the days, Death Row shit, Tupac shit. And if you listen to Tupac, how he was back then, you know, everyone loves him and shit, but if you listen to him, he was riding. He was coming out talking shit, fuck this motherfucker, fuck this mama, fuck him when I see him, I'm fucking him up, I fuck this wife, fuck them all, we riding with you, if you ain't riding with me, it was just riding, it was just, you know, he got into it with Snoop right before he died, and Snoop said some shit on Angie Martinez show, and then he wasn't fucking with him no more, and brushing him, I mean, he was just super about the business, you know what I mean, but if I come out nowadays, and I come out, well, fuck this motherfucker, I'm fucking him up. When I see him, it's on site. Whoop in this, oh, he's the bad guy. We live in, it's nonviolence now. You know, it's just, we live in a different time. You know what I mean? So you just got to keep shit to yourself and keep it and move accordingly.
Yeah, you're right, man. We do live in a different time. You know, now they have safety zones where people can go in the corner and cry. You know,
yeah.
I feel you though, man. It's a whole different world right now. But for those listening, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Iso too, man, because you know, he's been on the show before. And shout out to you, man. I hope somewhere down the line maybe you guys can at least be on speaking terms. But who knows, man? Let's go into a track. Twisted and saying we got Lucifer here, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Yeah, Lucifer. That's the one with the homie Tamikaze did the beat. C-Mob is on there with me. And it's a good song, man. Check this shit out for real.
Most definitely. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? I want to chop it up with you for a little bit more, and then we'll close it out. This is Lucifer, Twisted and Sane. Don't go nowhere.
I happen to believe in life after death, but I don't think it's got a thing to do with reward and punishment. Religion is always in the control business, and that's something people don't really understand. It's in the guilt-producing control business.
I have visions of my death, made true by the wrath of men who have the stench of 400 years asphyxiated in every strand and pore. The more hatred, the more death. The more die, the more hate. A great evil is upon us.
And if you have heaven as a place where you're rewarded for your goodness and hell as a place where you're punished for your evil, then you sort of have control of the population. And so they create this fiery place, which has quite literally scared the hell out of a lot of people throughout Christian history. And it's part of a control tactic. But wait a minute, you're saying that hell, the idea of a place under the earth or somewhere where you're tormented for an eternity, is actually an invention of the church? I think the church fired its furnaces hotter than anybody else. The church doesn't like for people to grow up. Because you can't control grown-ups.
Middle of the night, I can't somebody get to window when I'm wide awake. Grab the heater, ride the closet, move it down the hallway, looking for my kids. Walk them over, turn the door, make a sound, somebody in the kitchen, daddy got a weapon, ain't nobody stepping to you, baby, hurry up, I don't know who it is. Get your shit, and get the TV to my down the staircase with a scare face, and if anybody tried to come and get you, mama, shoot them right up in the lung. Reach about them by the stairs, nobody was there, hide behind the chair, if anybody come around, I make it back in a couple of minutes, go ahead and run. I be gone, walking up into my kitchen, looking for my son. Heard a click, slack, turn around, that's when I saw the trip. Some motherfucker with a mask on, had my son tied up, laughing with him in the middle, pointing at him, mama, put the gun down, let him live. Don't trip, I got money, you can have it all, hop up in the whip, right away, and I'm a nigga, motherfucker, running to another son about this. The heart, I'm never going, take a nigga, hide me when you want, I got a rig, I ain't even be you. What you want, you gotta come and get it. Take a nigga's whole shit. I got like 47s in the freezer. I ain't finna tell him about the hitters of the millimeter, bring the speaker. Looking in the hallway, knowing my daughter's still right there. Hiding behind the chair, all over the care. Is these motherfuckers don't see her. I need her. Get to walking up the stairs in my son's still. In the kitchen with the masked man and his hand stands on the gun still. Took him out up in the room, told a nigga wait, open up the safe. I don't really give a shit about the money, but it won't be funny if a nigga comes here. We good here. Gucci. Snake a nigga like I'm Luigi. Eat a nigga like he damn son, full of wind, sound like I'm Bruce Lee. Someone got a picture, nigga. I don't even think this shit is real. Fuck a dollar bill. Feeling like I'm in a nightmare, but I'm right here in the movie. You're fool. Never underestimate a motherfucker like me. I ain't got no kind of feeling if I was in the pen and nobody bite me. I ain't never afraid of chances if and if I did, what I'm about to do to these two motherfuckers in my house to make a door come and strike me on.
Because you can't control grown-ups.
I'm the devil in the flesh. Demons follow every turn.
Now they got me getting baffled, laughing at me like a baffle. Thinking now I don't know these people.
That's real.
But they don't know me either. Cause I'm really being Brendan Spaker, when these motherfuckers, they just don't know how eat.
That's real.
I be when you try me, I'm sickening. I be known to mutilate the body and I'm under testing for the gun. My son run up at the room, pin him in the room. I might even have to meet you, but to beat you. What you wanna do, the nigga put the trigger, hit me, get him done.
If you run,
the pistol when I find the tell them what the fuck you done. You better whoever the fuck you believe it, to hit my kids. Tussling for the gun, hit him in the face, waste no time. When the man breaks, pick it up and then I got a pistol, trigger shit up in his ribs, I got sick.
My bitch,
look at when you wanna fuck, I wanna come to a nigga house dripping. Or what you thought I was gonna let you come up in this motherfucker, kill him all in. Nah, nigga, your ass finna be the one with the blood dripping. I got many blood stains on my floorboards. I need more, need drawers, even like a nigga bang Mordor. No mistake, nigga, this that shoot for the face shit. 2-2-3s, put him all to sleep, then I'm in the bed, digging in your horse.
Yeah.
Then I kill him right there, got him up tidy. In the kitchen right in front of his homie, and I cut up the foot and fried him. I'm under the brain stick, sicker than most, sick, I keep. Motherfuckers in the freezer, weapon never come, deuce, then try, he mind you. I am so dope, hanging by the rope. Nah, fuck that, give my son a little trap, I ain't joking. Hit someone broke up in the house and put a little gun up in your mouth and shoot the motherfucker right in between the eyes till he broken. Never underestimate a motherfucker like me. I ain't got no kind of friend if I was in the pen and nobody bite me. I ain't never pretty chill as if and if I did, what am I to do to these two motherfuckers in my house to make a door come and strike me on?
Okay.
Breathe. Kill him, son.
Bust them wide open, come evil. Just wipe me, they show, and then feed them to all of me people. They're coming, they're rushing, and we will get busting. I promise they will not be sequel. I take out them spine, I've been 619, and them think of me when them think evil. Bah!
The idea that the truth of God can be found in any human system, by any human creed, by any human book, is almost beyond imagination for me. I mean, God is not a Christian. God is not a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist. All of those are human systems which human beings have created to try to help us walk into the mystery of God.
Die, the more hate. A great evil is upon us.
that's what I'm talking about, Twisted Insane. That's rapid fire delivery, you know what I'm saying? Man, hella talented. And cats wanna get all your merch and your product, man. Where's the best spot they can go?
Yeah, they just hit twistedinsane.com. When you hit twistedinsane.com, snatch up some shit. I got heat.
Most definitely, most definitely. We got the homie Sin from France. He wants to ask you a question before we let you out of here, Twisted. If you can't understand him, let me go. I'll tell him to go fuck himself and hang up. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Pod. Hi, Twisted Insane.
What's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, it's cool. Can you tell us about the song They Don't Want Me Ballin' with Legendary Cibo on Master in the Dark album?
Ah, yeah.
And also about Black Magic, Black Magic song on Shoot for the Face.
Yeah. Black Magic on Shoot for the Face. I did that from the house. I did that a long time ago, man, from the house. I did that and I took it to the studio to record it. I made the beat at the house. I made the beat, you know, I produced all my stuff back then, and I'm producing all my stuff now. I made the beat on Black Magic, did that. My homie Katmandu came in and rapped on it. Katmandu was from Chicago, and he actually got killed. He came out there, did that, and he went back to Chicago and got killed right when he went back, and it was right before he even heard his verse on a song like that. It never got mixed, so I was going to play it for him afterwards, and he never got to hear it. And They Don't Want Me Ballin', I did that with Cibo. And that was like, I was probably homeless. I might have had, I don't know, I think I was still homeless. And we did that in Portland, at this studio, Momentum, with Zeb, and Zeb still masters all my albums to this day. And you know, that was another good one. That was another title.
Yes, sir. Remember, brother, the earlier Grimmy Cibo, like Tales of the Crypt or Gashamba back in the day.
Yeah. Come again?
One of the hardest motherfuckers to ever come out, man.
Yeah, Cibo, Cibo tight.
Yeah,
Cibo tight. Cibo been tight since the Gas Chamber.
Yeah, Tales of the Crypt.
But if you look at it, too, what's amazing about me is one of the biggest catalogs in rap, and he was locked up half of his life and still manages to have a catalog like that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. That's
amazing right there.
He got like 18, man. He got a gang album.
Yeah, he's still putting out shit, man. He dropped one.
Yeah.
I think
he just dropped
The
Problem. He just put out The Problem.
Yeah.
He got heat.
Yeah. You know,
longevity.
Like a motherfucker. And the best part about it is he's still cold, man. Cats really need to get at him and get at his music. And we were talking about Game Snip earlier. He's actually got an album coming out this month called Legend of the Game. He's still putting out dope music, too.
I know. I know.
So,
yeah, that's it.
It's good that these guys are still out here doing it. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what, we're gonna get up out of here, Twisted Insane. I want to thank you so much for calling into the show. And
it's all good.
Well,
much love.
Anytime, brother. Anytime, man. But before we do get out of here, is there anything you want to say? Shout out your social media platforms or, you know.
Yeah, you know, Twisted Insane. Twisted Insane. Just follow me on Facebook. Look me up on YouTube. Share my videos. Support me. Share my Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at The Real Twisted Insane. Hit me on Twitter at Twisted_Insane. It's all love all the time.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man.
And support all the albums. And support, look, support everything we got coming out. Support Kamikaze's album that's coming out. Support Dickel's album that's coming out. Support C-Ray's album that's coming out. Support Z's project when this shit drops. We got heat over here. And we got more artists coming, so just support this shit. Cause we're not making oatmeal over here. We're making the entire breakfast. So you know, support it. Support underground music.
Definitely, definitely. Brain Sick artists, you know what I'm saying? You're all welcome on the show. Love to, maybe we can do a Brain Sick roundtable sometime. We did that with Rap A Lot and some other different labels, you know what I'm saying, in the group. So if you
Let's link it up.
All right, most definitely, man. You take care, Twisted Insane. We'll get at you guys real soon. This is the Murder Master Music Show. We're out of here. Peace.
Watch it out.